Let's dive right into something a lot of practices overlook. Most dental practices don't have a patient problem. It might sound surprising, but it's true. The real issue is a production gap. That's right, your revenue opportunity is already sitting in your building. You know, it's tangled up in incomplete treatment plans, patients who've slipped out of your recall system, services your current patients don't even know you offer. And then there are those cases that were declined but never followed up on. Before you start pouring money into ads or stressing over new patient numbers, it's worth taking a closer look at how much production you're leaving on the table. Think about it this way. According to the Canadian Dental Association, tons of Canadians are delaying or skipping recommended dental treatments. They're worried about costs or they don't see the urgency. But the need for treatment, oh, that's very real among your current patients. The gap isn't in the need, it's in how that need gets surfaced and followed up on. Most practices have a lot of untapped potential sitting right there in their charts. Now, let's talk about why your existing patients are your biggest growth lever. The average established practice holds on to most of its patient base, but only captures a tiny fraction of the available treatment per patient. You've seen it. Patients miss hygiene appointments, decline the work they can't see or understand, and simply don't know about the cosmetic or restorative options you offer. Our experience with Canadian dental practices shows that the biggest areas to recover production are in recall and case acceptance. Fix those two first. Trust me, the practices that grow consistently aren't just the ones with the most new patients. They're the ones that build reliable systems around the patients they already have. Here's the thing about reactivation and recall optimization. Start with building a reactivation system for those dormant patients. Any patient you haven't seen in 18 months is a golden opportunity. A simple sequence of texts, emails, and phone calls can bring a significant portion back without spending a dime on ads. And don't forget to automate those recall reminders. Send them at 4 months, 5 months, and then again at 5.5 months. Don't wait until they're late. Getting ahead of the gap keeps more of your patients in the rotation. And let's not overlook tracking your reappointment rate. Make it one of your top 5 KPIs. Aim for at least 90% of hygiene patients leaving with their next appointment booked before they walk out the door. When you do this, you're setting up a system that works like a well-oiled machine. Now, let's shift gears to treatment acceptance. Present full treatment plans, not just the urgent items. Patients who only hear about the most pressing issue never get the chance to say yes to everything else. Show them the complete picture with clear context and options. And here's a little secret. Use intraoral cameras at every appointment. When patients can actually see a cracked cusp or a failing margin on the screen, case acceptance jumps significantly. According to some research in the Journal of the American Dental Association, visual patient education tools are linked to measurable gains in same-day treatment acceptance. It's one of the highest return investments in your clinical toolkit. And how about reviewing how you present financing? It's not just about offering it. It's about how you present it. Follow up on declined treatment within 30 days. Most practices don't have a structured process for this, but a brief, non-pushy check-in by phone or text can recapture a meaningful percentage of cases that patients initially said no to. And don't forget to train your team on how to present fees. How fees are presented really affects whether patients move forward with treatment. Your front desk and clinical staff need to present clearly and confidently without apologizing for the cost. So here's what that looks like in practice. Service mix expansion. Promote teeth whitening as a standalone service. It's high margin, low overhead, and most patients assume their general dentist doesn't focus on cosmetics. A small shift in communication can change that assumption. And don't just stop there. Identify high margin services your practice isn't consistently discussing. Services like clear aligners, whitening, night guards, Botox, where applicable, sleep appliances, and implants. Introduce sleep appliance services. Did you know that snoring and mild to moderate obstructive sleep apnea affect a large portion of Canadian adults? Mandibular advancement devices are billable under many provincial fee guides and are often overlooked by general practices. So, begin offering implant consultations to existing denture and partial patients. These patients are already in your practice, and many could be candidates for implant-supported solutions. They just don't know it's an option with you. Keep periodontal therapy in-house. Scaling and root planing with a maintenance protocol adds recurring revenue. Many practices refer out perio cases that could be treated by the hygiene team. This brings us to hygiene productivity. Add adjunctive hygiene services like adult fluoride, sealants, gingival irrigation, and caries risk assessments. They're all billable under most Canadian provincial fee guides. They add value to the appointment and support preventive care. Book the right amount of time per patient, protect production time by matching appointment length to patient complexity, and audit hygiene notes against outstanding treatment plans. Hygienists often identify conditions that were noted but never scheduled for follow-up. A periodic review of those notes reveals production already sitting in your charts. Now, on to scheduling and operational efficiency. Require a response to appointment confirmations. A text a patient didn't reply to isn't a real confirmation. Requiring an actual response or a rescheduling action reduces no-shows more effectively than passive reminders. Keep a short call list. Patients who've indicated they're available on short notice, fill last-minute cancellations, and keep your schedule producing. Here's where many practices stumble. Audit your schedule for recoverable time. Some practices consistently underbook certain time slots or over-allocate time for simple procedures. A scheduling review often finds 30 to 60 minutes of recoverable production time per day and offers same-day treatment for minor restorative cases. Patients who agree to same-day treatment don't have time to change their minds. Presenting a small restorative need and handling it that day captures revenue that would otherwise require a second booking. Marketing that supports production growth is crucial. Build service-specific pages on your website. If your website leads with general dentistry and buries whitening, implants, or aligners, patients searching for those services will find someone else. Dedicated pages with local SEO targeting for each service increases inbound demand for the work you want to do more of. Optimize your Google Business profile beyond the default setup. Most practices leave this at the bare minimum. Adding services, posting updates, and responding to questions improves visibility for high-intent local searches. This is especially relevant in competitive markets across Ontario, Alberta, and BC, where Google Maps results drive a significant share of new appointment requests. Build your review volume consistently. A practice with 80 recent detailed reviews converts more website visitors into booked appointments than one with 25 older reviews. The number matters, and so does recency. Retarget visitors who left your website without booking. Patients who browsed your implant or cosmetic page and left are warm prospects. Retargeting ads on Google or Meta remind them of the service and bring them back. And finally, send a monthly patient communication that educates. A short email or SMS that explains a service, shares a patient story with consent, or answers a common question keeps your practice top of mind. It shouldn't feel like advertising. Just use your patient list to generate production, not just reminders. Let's recap quickly. We talked about the production gap that most practices face, how your existing patients are your biggest asset, and actionable strategies you can implement without filling more chairs. We discussed reactivation, recall optimization, treatment acceptance, service mix expansion, hygiene, productivity, scheduling efficiency, and marketing that supports growth. If you're ready to dive deeper into these strategies and see how they can work specifically for your practice, consider booking a free strategy call at northmedia.org. We're here to help you make sense of it all. And don't forget, new episodes drop weekly on Spotify. Catch you next time.